You're listening to the Screaming Pods Network.
Test.
Okay,
is the podcast on?
Yes.
Wait, why do I sound like a child? I sound weird.
I can't imagine why you sound like a child.
I sound weird.
How old are you?
I'm 13, Dad.
Oh, yeah, really? I'm
13.
I don't think so.
I'm 13, Dad. Mm. Be quiet. Shush.
You're not going to use the stare on me to convince me of that. Hi, and welcome to this episode of Just the Dis. My name is Brian Sauer. This is my podcast about Blu-rays. As you could hear there, I have my daughter, Miss Raven, with me. Hello, Raven.
I'm me.
Can you just not cough?
No, I can't not cough. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sick.
You're not sick. Okay, so... Very convincing act. So Raven is back. I like hearing you on the show. Shout out to Joe. Very nice.
I love you.
Okay. So this episode, we are talking to Warner Archive.
I love you so much.
Okay, stop. We are talking to Warner Archive movies, Blu-rays, Supergirl and Village of the Damned. And we're going to start.
I'm staring at you with my aggressive eyes.
Okay, let's wait for a second to talk about aggressive eyes.
My glowing eyes. So good eyes.
Yeah, the glowing eyes don't fully come through on radio, but... Yeah, she's doing an evil stare, which will come up later, because first we're going to discuss Supergirl from 1984.
She came halfway across the universe in search of a cosmic power source that could save her world from destruction.
Who is she?
Who on earth are you?
You know, I think I recognize the costume.
From the producers of Superman, Alexander Salkind presents Supergirl in her first great adventure. Supergirl, sent to Earth on a secret mission that brings her face to face with diabolical villains.
I'm considering nothing less than world domination.
Unspeakable evil. And super action.
Selena, the game is finished.
Starring Faye Dunaway.
Now I am really upset.
Peter O'Toole.
My neighbors know the criminals, the corrupt, the evil. They're here, over the hill there, with no way out.
Peter Cook.
What's in it for me?
Me.
Brenda Vaccaro. Mark McClure.
Hi, Jimmy Olsen, photographer.
Hart Buckner. And introducing Helen Slater as Supergirl.
So, Raven, you'd never seen Supergirl before. What did you think of it? Come on.
I'm going to do a meh emoji.
No, you liked it. Don't be such a hater. Don't be such a hater. Okay, well.
I'm not a hater, Dad.
All right, here, why don't you read the back of Supergirl?
I can't read this language. This language is not English.
It is English. Read it. Out loud, please.
Isla and Alexander. I'm sorry if I said your name wrong.
She's not a real person. Won't
Salkind.
Oh, those are real people.
Continue to bring the lore and legend behind the world's greatest superhero to the big screen in the follow-up to the beloved Christopher Reeve Superman film. Okay, first off, Supergirl isn't the best Superman, blah, 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 or Superman. Batman is the best, okay?
Okay, let's keep on topic.
Helen Slater stars as the sensational Supergirl. Wait, why did I just say the Batman one?
I don't know. You got Batman on the brain. Keep going.
Part of his home planet survived Argo City, saved by the Wizardry of Zoltar. Peter O'Toole. Oh, I'm sorry if I said your name
Peter
wrong.
Peter O'Toole, also dead. Don't worry about it.
And I don't care if he's dead. I still, like, grandma's dead, but I don't care. I still love her.
Okay.
Not your mom,
just,
so don't
just
feel.
Just keep going.
Her cousin's adoptive planet Earth, dispatched to rescue it from the clutches of evil sorceress Selena. I don't know how to say your name. I'm sorry.
Faye Dunaway.
Kara must tackle to steep learning curve to that she can pass the test as both mild-mannered schoolgirl Linda Lee, and Supergirl. It's more like Superwoman. Like, she's not even,
I think she's supposed to be younger. Are you done? Okay, so my first question for you is, what is the Omega Hedron?
It's a ball that controls, like, Argo City. It helps it keep balance. And without it, they all die.
A tree. What is a tree?
A lovely thing which grows on Earth.
Earth? You mean where my cousin went?
And where, one day soon, perhaps I might venture as well.
I don't believe you. How?
In that. Through there.
The binary chute, but you could never survive the pressure. It would
and
destroy
that I can.
You.
Zip, zap, and I'm gone.
But you'd never leave us, Zoltar. You'd never leave Argo City.
Indeed I might, Kara. Too much of a good thing here. Perhaps I'll try Saturn instead. Yes, I think I might.
Saturn is... Is that further away than Earth?
Silly question. Did you not study six-dimensional geometry at school? Do they not teach you anything anymore?
Well, of course they do. I know the equations. I just can't see them in my head.
Most great artists find mathematics troublesome, Kara. Only use your imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Saturn and Earth are in outer space, but we are in inner space. Our city has two great power sources. This is one of them. Look.
An Omega Hedron. The Guardians let you have it?
Not exactly. I borrowed it.
You stole it? Oh, Zoltar,
no,
they're gonna
borrowed it. For the afternoon. For inspiration.
Inspiration.
I think that I shall never see the branches of a living tree.
Why? An Omega Hedron can create life, can't it?
It can't, child, it can't. Just the illusion of life. Just a fancy shadow of the real thing, which is the most we can hope for on this lonely old rock.
And what happens to the Omega Hedron at the beginning?
It goes to Earth. Yeah.
It goes to Earth, okay. But why does it go to Earth? What happens?
Because she popped the space thing and it got sucked to Earth, I guess you could say.
So there's a like plastic wall that covers Argo City, and she breaks it open because
a dragonfly.
She makes a dragonfly come to life, and it breaks through, and Omega Hedron blows out the hole and goes.
Oh no, you're such a silly girl.
And who gets the Omega Hedron?
I forget your name. Selena. Yes. Selena Gomez.
Not Selena Gomez.
I don't care.
So Selena, the evil sorceress, gets it, and what does she do with it?
She made this woman go upside down.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's a spoiler. I'm sorry, guys.
That's not a big spoiler.
You know what? Shush. Shush, Dad.
Lower the volume.
Shush.
Lower the volume.
Shush. You're not even... I can't even call you my dad now.
Why?
Because it's America, Dad. Be quiet.
Okay. Don't make any sense. Anyway, so Selena does bad stuff with the Omegahedron. She wants to do bad things. She makes her own castle. She makes people do bad things. She, you know, generally...
She made a monster. Sorry, Dad. I'm sorry. You can get that out. She made a monster thing, a tornado monster thing. I don't know what's going on.
And she makes it fight Supergirl?
Yes. Okay, and she sent her to the Phantom Zone. If you don't know what that is, you can't really get out.
Yes.
Wait, Daddy, I have a question.
Yes.
My friend, Cambria, she said that once Supergirl or Superman dies, they come back as a baby. Is that true?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I hope it's wrong, because, yeah.
Probably. So my next question is, how does Supergirl find the Omegahedron? She has to come to Earth to find it. What does she use to help her find it?
Her superpowers. Her wrist thing. Her band.
She has a bracelet, right? That has a little, like, crystal in it. And when she's going towards the Omegahedron, it lights up?
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
I'm just lazy today, guys. I'm sorry.
Don't be lazy. Okay, what are some of Supergirl's powers?
The heat stare thing. I don't know.
Do heat vision? What else?
I think she can fly.
Yeah, she can fly. We've seen that.
I think. I'm not... It's like on the tip of my tongue. I think she does. I'm not sure.
She totally flies. That's one of her big powers. Don't be silly. What else can she do?
She can cold breath, I think.
Or she has like a cold breath. She has a lot of Superman's powers. She's super strong, right?
I think. I'm lazy today. It's just lazy writing, guys. My dad's not doing any.
You're just lazy. Stop.
My dad's forcing me to do this. He made a deal with me. He said that... please don't cut this out. He said...
cutting it out.
No. He said that...
Don't whisper like I can't hear you. It's ridiculous.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
How?
Because I have Supergirl hearing. Listen, remember she has super hearing too. She can hear things.
My dad bargained me to do this. I didn't want to today because I felt lazy.
Because you're a lazy person.
Shut up. So I made him take me to the dollar store to get some water balloons because we're doing a craft. And because it's hot and because I need some Mod Podge.
Yeah, they don't know what that is.
They're adults, Dad. Of course they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
It's for painting and modeling.
Yeah, it like, special. Okay, so if you paint something like on a toy or something, you guys know what toys are, right?
Don't be a dork.
Please cut that out. Okay.
Don't be a dork.
So if you paint it, the paint will come off because it's not like sealed on. So Mod Podge is a glue. Plus, it has a kind of sealer that seals the paint on that doesn't, so it doesn't come off when you play with it and stuff. So I need that.
Got it. Okay. Moving on from that tangent. Moving on from that tangent. What was your favorite?
Okay, go. My favorite character was Supergirl.
Now, what was your favorite part of Supergirl?
Supergirl.
Just in general.
Supergirl.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part. Right. Supergirl.
Hey. I told you, Linda can take care of herself.
You just flew over my head, didn't
I'll
you?
I'll go saw back there and it. I'll take care of everything, so
I said
don't
you just
worry
flew
about.
Over my head, true or false?
True.
Like Superman.
He's my cousin.
He's your cousin?
Yes. I shouldn't be telling you this, though. I'm here under...
Wait a minute. Wait 1 minute. I mean, you can do the whole number, leap tall buildings at a single bound. You can look right through things.
Yes.
Bend steel bars?
Yes.
Whoa.
Oh, Selena, I have to go. Selena has the Omega head.
Please, take me with you. I have to find Linda.
Okay, so real briefly... This Blu-ray has a few special features on it. It has the Making of Supergirl vintage documentary, which is really fun and interesting.
I remember it was like the weekend before. The audition was on Tuesday, and that weekend I had bought this red leotard and this skirt and the whole thing. And I remember I got to the audition at the Mayflower Hotel, and I had never seen myself in a full mirror before. And I had done the Linda Lee part, And then all of a sudden it was time to do the Supergirl scene. So I said, well, give me a second. I went out into the other room. I started changing. And I caught myself in the mirror. And there I was in this leotard and this old damskin skirt, you know. And I was thinking, gee, I look like a jackass. I was saying, there's no way I can go in there now. I mean, there's just no way.
I mean, she came in with her leotard and just she borrowed a red cape. And she had her hair up as Linda, and then she went into another room, just took her hair down and her glasses off, and came out with that little cape and stood. And it was amazing. I mean, it was just amazing.
And then we saw about another 30 girls, and we brought her back in, and she was again stronger and, like, better than the others. And then after that, we all said, that's the girl.
And I enjoyed that. It also has a commentary by director Jean Ozwork with special project consultant Scott Michael Bosco, where they go through the origins of the film and how they did a lot of the special effects, how certain practical things were accomplished. And
okay, now our first special effect, which is miniature.
Yes, miniature Derek Mannings. And then Richard McDonald designed this absolutely breathtakingly beautiful set, which looked a little bit like a crystal structure. It was very delicate and very original.
And this is a mat mixed with the set?
This is a mat and model. This was a model, and now when we go into it, it becomes the real set right here. And it had a lot of floors and different levels, so you could use a lot of depth, as you can see. There are many, many levels on it. The idea was to suggest a world which is very serene, very pure, where there are no conflicts or greed or jealousy or envy.
That's why there's no walls.
Yes, everything is open and serene. Harmony, that was the key word to describe the set. Now, here we come to Helen, and we should talk a little. Peter O'Toole, of course, is wonderful. He was our immediate choice. It was unanimous, and he loved the project. And then Helen, it was an extensive cast search, both in Europe and in the United States. And we read and tested an enormous amount of girls, and we ended up in New York, and she was going to the High School of Performing Arts. And we asked each girl to come in and improvise a costume and what they thought Supergirl should be like, and she had it immediately. I mean, there was never even a close second. And I'll tell you who we read for the part of her friend, Demi Moore.
As Lucy Lane?
Yes. She was going to Brazil to do a picture. She was tempted, but at the last minute, she had something better, a picture with Michael Caine.
I enjoyed this. I enjoyed the commentary. It's good stuff. So, and the Blu-ray looks great. As most to all Warner Archive Blu-rays do, it comes with a bonus DVD that has the rare director's cut of the film, but the international cut is the one that's on the Blu-ray, and I prefer that cut anyway. So anyway, it's a great disc overall, and I enjoyed it. I'm glad they put this movie out on Blu-ray. Definitely worth a pickup for the nostalgic fan of Supergirl and DC hero fans as well. Next up, we have a little movie called Village of the Damned from 1960.
Science fiction has never imagined so strange or terrifying a story as that of the village of Midwich, England, cut off from life as we know it by some mysterious force. And later, at one and the same time, a child was born to every woman in the village. Children that grew to look like this. Beautiful youngsters behind whose fiery, hypnotic eyes lurk the demon forces of another world.
They're not human. They ought to be destroyed.
Forces put to such sinister use that it became a national emergency.
We are gathered here as advisors, as scientists, as government experts.
Have we established anything about the origins of these children?
There is the possibility of the transmission of energy.
Let me get this straight. You imply that these children may be the result of impulses directed towards us from somewhere in the universe.
What we need is time to investigate.
Are you aware of life on another planet? Why are you so nervous when an aircraft flies above you?
Until recently, we haven't been able to make our control reach as far as a high aircraft.
Well, now you have, is that it?
Today, their control reaches out into space. Tomorrow, will it girdle the globe?
There's nothing you can do to stop us. Leave us alone.
All right, I guess I'm going to read the back of this. From its seemingly placid opening, Village of the Damned keeps piling one eerie and disquieting detail upon another, creating that rarest of achievements, an utterly believable masterpiece of horror. Starring the ever-immortal George Sanders, who does not remain that way for long, this classic havoc-filled take of mind-reading and hypnotism will have you completely hypnotized and shaken to the core. The monsters of this film are a band of innocent-faced, platinum-blonde children, all of whom are born in a small, peaceful village on the same day. Their rapid physical development is matched by their fast-growing mental powers, and with calm, blood-curdling efficiency, they are soon terrorizing the tiny hamlet. They can read the thoughts that are forming in your mind, which makes them an altogether unstoppable enemy. Capped by mental tug-of-war, you will never forget Village of the Damned is an extremely compelling, startling picture.
David, come here. I want to speak to you. A man is dead.
We must protect ourselves.
The law exists for your protection.
It's of no use to us.
Of no use to you, is it? And if you think you're going to be allowed to live by your own laws, laws we don't subscribe to...
You're thinking of what happened to the others in another country.
Yes, if you know about that, you should know what to expect.
It'll not happen to us.
You little...
It'll not happen to us because we have to survive, no matter what the cost. I don't think you'll go to London. We're now the only ones left, and you must learn that we're determined to survive and that there's nothing you can do to stop us. You have to be taught to leave us alone.
So what did you think of this one? We just watched this.
It is one of my favorite movies. I loved it so much. Oh my God, I love you, David.
Are you talking about the boy David in the movie?
Even though you're too old for me. I think he was, at least. How old do you think he was?
Creepy David, the main child.
He wasn't creepy, Dad. He just had eyes, okay?
He just had weird eyes.
Jeez.
Okay, so how does this movie start, Raven? How does the movie start? What happens at the very beginning?
Everyone faints.
Everybody in the whole town of Midwich falls asleep at the same time.
And then all the women get pregnant and have their babies.
Yes, all the women.
Those creepy days.
Suddenly pregnant, and they have these babies.
On the same day.
On the same day. What do the kids look like?
They had weird eyes. Really weird. They had different hair than us.
Is it like white almost?
Yeah.
It's like blonde white hair.
Yeah. And they had these round, like almost a nerdy thing for the top of their hair. And they had weird fingernails. Oh. I don't get why they had the eyes and then the hair, but like I don't get why the fingernails.
Hmm. And they have some powers.
They can do the stare. Give me money, Daddy.
Feeling compelled to give you money. What's going on? It's a crazy stare happening.
Give me money, Daddy.
What else can they do besides
give me money? Besides like killing people.
But
spoiler alert.
So they can what? Read your mind?
Yes.
They can tell what you're thinking. Right? They can tell what you're thinking.
Yes, they can.
That's creepy, right?
The question of atomic energy.
You're not thinking of atomic energy. You're thinking of a brick wall.
A brick wall. I must think of a brick wall. A brick wall. I must think of a brick wall. A brick wall.
I'm never gonna be private again.
Because everybody, you're worried people are gonna read your thoughts?
Mm-mm. Because I'm scared.
Because you're scared.
Give me money. I'm gonna say that for the rest of the show.
Let's stop. And what else can they make? Can they make people do things when they?
Yeah.
What happens when they do the stare? It says, "Beware the stare" on the poster. What does that mean? What do they do when they?
You can't back away from it. Even if you're not looking at it, you can still.
What happens to their eyes when they do the stare?
Oh, like it makes like ding, like that sound, and it also is like white.
Their eyes turn glowing white.
Yes.
And they make people do crazy things like what?
Kill themselves.
Yikes, that's not cool.
Like, you know, one guy, he shot, you probably can't see me right now, but he shot his, like, neck part.
Yeah, he shot himself.
And then another guy got burnt on fire, and then another guy got ran into a brick wall.
Yeah, they had him drive his car into a brick wall. They're not very nice, huh?
Well, they're just trying to survive. Jeez!
Jeez.
Just because they're another alien, jeez.
So you like this movie, though?
Yes, very much. Yeah. I love it.
You like it more than Supergirl?
Definitely.
Definitely.
I don't speak English. Okay, bye. Peace.
Okay, wait. Hold on.
I'm going now. Bye.
You're out. Okay.
I'm out. Peace. Oops.
Okay, go.
Oops.
Go away.
Oops. Oops. Dad, please don't cut that out.
I'm cutting all this out. Just go. You just said peace. You can't say something after you say peace.
Okay, fine. Bye, loser.
Okay, that's not nice.
YouTube,
no, be quiet for a minute while I finish this. So yeah, we both enjoyed this one. I'd seen it before. I'd seen it before, but it had been a while, and it was fun to rewatch with Raven, who had her reservations at the beginning. She's seen a lot of black and white movies, but she still has an adverse reaction when I put one on for her. She doesn't hate them. Anyway, but it's always fun to watch her become engaged with a movie, especially a black and white movie that she seems initially resistant to. So I'm glad she liked it. The kids are pretty creepy, and they do have the voices of like adults. They're like dubbed by some weird other voices that don't sound like kids, and that makes the movie even creepier. And they're also creepy when they like surround somebody. They get like all right up on them and circle around them, just push up into them, and It's unsettling, to say the least. It definitely is a little funny in retrospect, but it's just creepy enough, probably partially because of the black and white and because of the way the film is acted, that it holds up and is still fun to watch. Maybe someday I'll show her the John Carpenter remake. Anyway, this disc has a commentary by Chronicles of Terror, Silent Screams author Steve Haberman, which is solid, real good stuff, ported over from the DVD.
I want to tell you about the author of the original novel, The Midwich Cuckoos, which became Village of the Damned. His name was John Wyndham. He was born in 1903, and he died in 1969, 10 years after this movie was made. He was a very well-respected post-World War II science fiction author. His books were what we would call today crossovers. In other words, average readers enjoyed them, not just science fiction and horror fans. They were respectable bestsellers, especially in England, where he did his work. His real, very long name was John Wyndham Parks Lucas Binion Harris. Try putting that on a movie credit. Wyndham also wrote The Day of the Triffids, which was about plants on Earth that become animated and deadly because of invisible influences from space, very much like the influence that causes the children in this movie to go bad. Wyndham set his stories in recognizably prosaic locations, as you see right now. He believed in H.G. Wells' theory of science fiction, which is you introduce one fantasy element, such as an invisible man or invasion by Martians, into a realistic setting and develop the impact and implications of that one fantasy element to its horrific conclusion.
And the transfer looks great. Another black and white transfer that looks excellent from Warner Archive. So that is it for this episode. Thank you very much for listening and tolerating my child. And I will talk to y'all very soon. Have a wonderful and Blu-ray filled week. Bye-bye.